Senator Jeff Klein, the leader of the five-member faction of Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference, took a gamble breaking away from the rest of the Democrats and forming the dominant governing coalition with the now 30 Republican senators. Senator Klein says on the first day of the session, the new alliance worked.
A lot of people were saying that getting a strong gun bill passed was the first test of the majority coalition. And if that's the case, I think we passed with flying colors. This was important. This is something we had to act on immediately, and I think we did that. And I think the result is the strongest gun law in the nation.
Senator Klein says working with the GOP senators actually improved the package of bills.
Negotiation is not a dirty word. It's a part of effective governing, and I think that's the result that we saw in this bill. Remember, I want to ban assault weapons, which we did. We want to ban high-capacity magazines, which we did. We want to keep guns out of the hands of the criminally mentally ill. We can do that. But at the same time, I think this bill was made stronger because of the criminal penalties advocated by the Republican conference.
Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos and other GOP senators were strategically silent on the gun measure for most of the long day. Senator Skelos finally spoke at around 10:30 p.m., shortly before the vote was taken. Skelos was able to point to provisions in the bill that the GOP likes and to downplay the assault weapons ban, which might cause backlash in more conservative Senate districts.
This is going to go after those who are bringing illegal guns into the state, who are slaughtering people in New York City in particular. And this is going to put people in jail, and it's going to keep people in jail that shouldn't be out on the street in the first place.
Senator Skelos was asked if the Republicans had sole control of the Senate, would they have put the gun bills on the floor for a vote?
I don't speculate retroactively, but nobody thought gay marriage would come out for it.
Republicans controlled the chamber when they permitted the vote to legalize gay marriage in 2011. Three of the four GOP senators who provided swing votes are no longer in office. In both the gay marriage and the gun control vote, Republicans conceded to put the legislation on the floor, but they did not have to provide the majority of the votes to pass it. Many GOP senators voted no, including Senator Betty Little, who represents the North Country, and Senator Tom Libous, who represents Binghamton in the Southern Tier. And not all were happy about the results on day one of the new Senate governing alliance. Senator Kathy Marchione, a Republican of Saratoga, beat out pro-gay marriage Senator Roy McDonald in a primary. She complained that rank-and-file members had little time to examine the bill.
We get legislation on our desk for less than 20 minutes, and we're voting on something through a message of necessity.
The message of necessity is a tool used by the governor to forego the required 3-day waiting period for legislation. And Senate Democrat Ruben Diaz said in a statement that the new coalition used the other Democrats who had been consigned to minority party status in order to get the bills passed. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins agrees that without her members, the gun package would never have become law.
I think everybody can count, obviously. Our 26 votes made the difference. It's not even about significant. We made the difference. Democrats passed the bill last night.
Senator Stewart-Cousins points out that many of the ideas in the bills were first proposed by Democratic senators. But she sees the vote as evidence that her conference and the independent Democrats will eventually reconcile. The current governing coalition will falter, and the Democrats will eventually control the chamber. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.